The book, At a Glance, Trevor Noah relayed his life story in Born a Crime. This is the autobiographical story of a young man who was born when there was extreme segregation and prohibition in South Africa. In Chapter 1, the author talks about his escape from death with his mother from the hand of a minibus driver who was trying to harm them. It was a misadventure that started because his mother didn't want to miss going to the three churches that she was used to attending on Sundays. Chapter 2 is focused on the way his mother lived and met his father after she left home. She had chosen to have a child of her own, despite his father's thoughts on the matter. He relayed how hard it was for them to be together because of the fact that it was illegal for his mother and father to have a child together. In Chapter 3, his mischief backfired when he had to pray for the death of the demon which pooped in their kitchen. The point was that it was Trevor himself who did that. His fear that his prayers actually all come true got the best of him, but he still didn't tell other people that he was the culprit. In Chapter 4, he recalls how he was able to use language as a means to change the perception of people to the color of his skin. Since he was fair-skinned, black people often thought he was white. However, he was able to navigate the difficult and often awkward situations by speaking to a person in their own language with the same accent. In Chapter 5, he talks about the life of his mother. She's been through a lot, but she was able to make something of her life and raise Trevor as best she could. In Chapter 6, there were several anecdotes of the kind of cat-mouse relationship Trevor had with his mom when he was growing up. They were there for each other, but because of his general naughtiness and her need to keep him in line, they always ended up at odds about things. In Chapter 7, Trevor meets his first love and his first betrayal. Fufi, his first pet dog, was able to teach him the valuable lesson that we could not own the one that we love. In Chapter 8, Trevor reconnects with his father because of his mother's suggestion. He was delighted to know that things could start off again where they left off. However, it was challenging to get to know his secretive Swiss-German father, so Trevor made a little mistake. After spending time with him again, Trevor got to know him a little bit better. Chapter 9 presents a horrible recollection of how Abel beat up some kids who bullied Trevor. That was when he realized that his mother's boyfriend was big trouble. It was foreshadowing to the future abuse that they would experience under him. Chapter 10 introduces Trevor to the world of Valentines and heartbreak. One minute, he was happy to be Maylene's Valentine. The next minute, he was dumped for a popular kid named Lorenzo. However, because of his low self-esteem, he was not able to say anything to her, but ended up being sidelined without a fight. Chapter 11 reminds the fact that Trevor was still the outsider, and that presented a lot of problems for him throughout his life. Chapter 12 is about the following. Trevor realized that rejection was better than regret. He had a crush on a girl who turned out to be into him as well, but he was not able to gather enough courage to ask her out. Chapter 13 is all about Trevor and Teddy, a tale of their mischief and friendship. They got in trouble at the mall, but Teddy was the only one who got caught. He didn't rat out Trevor, who got away. He thought that he would be done for when the CCTV footage was brought to school. However, it turns out, since he was less dark than Teddy, the camera made him look whiter than he should be. Therefore, he got away with it, but still felt anxious that one day they would find out. Chapter 14 deals with Trevor's lesson that women are as mysterious as they are beautiful. Since he was still inept when it came to dating, he got his friend Tom to help him out,